Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, and it's time for another recap show, gang-related TV review. It's Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. I'm back, and I'm excited to be back.
Welcome back.
I've got so much to talk about, but today is gang-related day.
Well, because the people that are tuning in, before we get into where Amy is and where Miss Jenny Fly is, we do have the chat room open. So if you're listening to the show on a computer, you can sign in. Can you do that on an iPad too, Amy? I've never asked.
Okay. Yeah, I think you can do it on all your phone device and all that nice, awesome
stuff. So you can go in there and you can go in the chat room, but unfortunately you can't go in the chat room on your cell phone.
No.
The chat room, yeah, it's not out there. So anything else besides your cell phone, you can get into the chat room and join the chat. We do have the chat room open. If you're on the web browser, blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline, all you got to do is scroll up to the top and sign in. Just sign in as a guest, and you can sign in through your Facebook page, and you'll be able to do it absolutely for free. You don't have to make an account or anything like that. That way you can join the conversation. Before I even start talking gang-related, I got some shout-outs to at GR Addicts, of course, because they're fans of gang-related. Also, at Hoisting My Sail, Ange_JJS. Also, I cannot forget about Scott Rosenbaum. And if you don't know who he is, you better Google him, because he has something to do with the show.
Why don't we get him on?
What?
Like, why haven't you worked your magic yet and got Scott on?
Because Scott's very busy. And I don't want to take him away from any writing, any producing that he has to do. But maybe I'll tweet him out and be like, yo, dog, Javier needs you to come and be on our show.
There we go.
Yeah. So, people, if you want to follow him, at Skeet Rosenbaum, but I'm going to hit him up and see what he says. Also, my boy in San Antonio, Andres Juarez. You can find him at Andres Juarez Lope, like kind of like Lopez, but never mind. And that's pretty much it. Also, at the end of the show, we got something special. Amy is back, and along with Amy comes the VROs, the band of the month, and we have new music, which I kind of agree with you, Amy. I listened to it. It's a tight little jam. It kind of goes with gang-related.
It does, and I'm happy they sent me this song to play, because I seen the title, and then I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the song is called Farther, and the group is called Thinking Jacket. And we're going to play that after we're done talking gang-related. So that's coming up soon in just a few. Of course, Jenny Fly's not here because she's in Puerto Rico. She's on a little mini vacation. I'm hoping to God she either gets pregnant, gets a boyfriend, or gets engaged. One of the two. One of the three.
Now I'm a little scared of what you prayed to God when I went on vacation.
Well, we kind of talked a little bit, you and I, people that are just tuning in. Amy hasn't been with us on the show. It's been Jenny and I. Jenny's been kind of filling in, co-hosting with for me, for Amy. Amy was, this past week, she was at San Diego Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And we talked off the air because I was hoping you were going to get some too. But you didn't even chown yourself.
No, I got morals.
Whatever.
Actually, my moral compass was heading south, but then I sobered up very fast.
So we'll just leave it at that way. Did you get while you were there in San Diego Comic-Con? I know that you did a bunch of different stuff. Were you able to ever go see anything gang related?
No, I didn't see anything. What? Nothing gang related.
I'm a little upset by that.
I'm upset by that, too. But also, I didn't get really close to the Fox booth. There's something about the Fox booth, like, it's just a madhouse.
It's crazy over there. I remember this would have been my fifth year there. And since I got a bun in the oven coming up any day now, I wasn't able to make it to San Diego Comic-Con. So Fox, that I remember these past 4 years, it's crazy. It's crazy over there. And they've got some good shows on Fox.
They really do. They really do. And especially because they do the signings at the booth. Mm-hmm. That's when it's the craziest.
Yeah, well.
And it was the last season of Sons of Anarchy. And
I heard it was crazy over there.
It was crazy. Kurt Sutter made us all cry.
I heard.
And then Charlie wasn't there.
Okay, enough of that.
Fuck you, Charlie.
Will you stop it now? Let's talk gang-related. Let's talk gang-related. This episode aired on July 31st last week on Fox. La Luz Verde is what the episode was called. Now, you've been gone for the past two episodes, so I just want to since this one kicks off right when Javier is getting locked up, he's getting, how do you call it, booked into county. What was going through your head? Because you, I mean, did you watch all, because I know you're in Comic-Con, did you just watch one episode and this week's episode? I mean,
well, I watched both episodes that I missed, and what the hell's up with Ryan? Like, I know, okay, I understand that he's trying to save his ass.
Yes.
And I understand that.
Okay.
But you just sent your father to jail.
He had to do that, Amy. If he would not have taken Javier, let me tell you something. I am a fan of Javier. Jenny Fly is a big fan of Javier. We're all fans. You're a fan.
Yeah.
But if Ryan would have gotten, the whole entire family would have been in jeopardy. So I agree with Ryan's doing. I mean, I feel for him right now. I normally don't feel for Ryan, but he's in some hot water all the way across. So.
Yeah, he really is. And this detective that we do not like, this DA. He's starting to get on my nerves again.
You know what? He's just doing his job. He's just doing his job. But, I mean, he's been taken off the case, but I don't think that's the last we've seen of him.
No, that's definitely not the last we've seen of him.
Yeah.
He's like a cockroach.
He does not die, except in Sons of Anarchy. Spoiler alert. So this episode kicks off. I want to start off with that, and then I just want to go to the end real quick. But, I mean, Javier, the intensity of seeing him being locked up and was badass. That was probably one of my favorite parts because I was like, Javier looks really bad. I mean, even like you almost felt like he was some kind of like hellish demon. Like you were putting him in. It was just, yeah, it was just setting everything up that how pissed off Javier was going to be. And if you could see how pissed off he was, you knew Carlos was going to be fucking pissed.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Carlos wants to kill Ryan. Like he is like, I don't care if my father greenlighted anything. He wants to kill Ryan.
That's his mission. I think that's all he's thinking about right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And
if he knew that Ryan's the reason he's in that wheelchair, I don't think his father would be like, be able to save Ryan whatsoever.
Do you think that's ever going to get out?
Eventually.
You think it's eventually going to, do you think Carlos is going to find out like on his deathbed and then Ryan's going to be like, I did this to you, brother. Or do you think it's going to be like, he's going to find out just and wheeling around, and then he's going to be like, that's it. I'm going to kill Ryan.
He's going to find out. He's not going to kill Ryan. He's going to kill somebody close to Ryan.
Uh-oh.
Which he almost got it this episode.
Let's talk about Jessica. That was probably I'm looking at my notes. I have like 3 pages of notes here, and I have a bunch of highlights. I think that probably for me, that was probably the holy crap moment right there for this episode, that Jessica goes over there to the house, to Ryan's house. Tio's in the house. I mean, he was about to cut her. He was about to cut her. I really thought that she was going to be a goner. She finds Ryan's bag, finds all the freaking pictures of him with the Acosta family, him in the military.
And that's Tio's fault.
Why is it?
Because he was digging around, and he obviously didn't put that stuff back, it needed to be.
Don't blame him. It was not his fault. She, one, was being nosy. She wanted to light a fire, which she could just put on the heater. But I guess she wanted to be romantic. And she's the one that – and the crazy thing was is, like, she lifted it up, and then she even, like, looked around like, should I be doing this? Which she just kept her nose out of his business.
No, it's Tia's fault. It is. No. Yes, because if he would have put it back right without it wobbling, then she wouldn't even notice.
Whatever.
She could have built that fire.
I blame her. She could have turned the heat up. It's obvious he hasn't been using the fireplace. And she found a little passageway. She looks around like, I shouldn't be doing this. Then decides to lift up the lid. And I don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Jessica. I think she's hot. She lifts up the lid, gets in the bag, and then she looks around. She should not have looked in the bag. The philosophy for men is if you go snooping, you better be prepared for what you find. It's not my fault. You went snooping. You shouldn't have been snooping.
Well, I'm sure she's prepared for it.
Oh, now, whatever. Did you see what's going to happen next week?
No, I did not see a preview.
Yeah, Ryan knows, and she knows. I mean, all hell's going to break loose. I think this episode's setting up something because all hell breaks loose with Daniel and Carlos and the Methas and everything else. It's going to be insane. So I blame – you blame Theo. I blame Jessica. Do you think Theo should have killed her like Carlos wanted?
No.
Why'd you hesitate?
Well, she's causing a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah. See, Jenny was here but, right now, she would say she needs to die.
But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, she's causing a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But do we really want her dead right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no, we don't want her dead.
Well, I think she's going to die soon. Just because what I've seen at Comic-Con, she's on a new TV show.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Just ruined it for us.
You're welcome.
I mean, well, if anybody has, anybody.
But I mean, this is a summer show, so I mean, she could be pulling double duty.
True. But if anybody were to die, I mean, that would cause some serious trouble, revenge for Captain.
Captain would not stop.
I mean, if she was to die, do you think Ryan would say, screw this, I'm switching to the gang task force? Or do you think he's going to still be with the Acosta family?
I think he would switch.
Yeah, see, that would push him over the edge.
Yeah, because, I mean, she is innocent. She hasn't done anything.
Nope.
And I think she would, he would definitely switch. And he loves her.
Yeah, I think he does like her. And I think that if he does, and if you notice at this episode, when Ryan's on the computer at the end, while Jessica's finding the bag, and he's on the computer looking at that, of course, the sheriff that killed himself and said all this, that everything that I did was not even worth it. I'm telling you, Ryan is starting to get on the fence about, am I doing this right? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He's second guessing.
I mean, he killed basically innocent. That cop was innocent. And yeah, the cop killed himself. But, you know, Ryan, I think Ryan's seen that, okay, something's got to give here.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jessica gives her life to save Ryan's, then, yeah, I think he would flip. And if he doesn't flip, God, Ryan, you're an asshole.
Well, I don't know. I think he's on the fence. I think he's on the fence. And I'm wondering, Carter's after his ass. I mean, the noose is getting tighter around his neck, and he can feel it. And he needs to get out. I mean, this plan that they come up with in prison, that Javier is going to get transported to the general population, the prison, and he's going to be able to kill the Meta's main boss, which is going to be kind of hard, unless Javier takes a meeting with him, and that's the only way he's going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
But then
Javier is going to be the top dog in prison.
He'll be the top dog. And then what? And then Ryan, I can't see how this is going to play out.
Like, who's going to be if Javier's in prison and he's the top dog in prison, who's going to be the top dog out? Who's going to be his, you know, his person outside of prison? Is it going to be Daniel?
It could be Daniel.
I see Daniel has grown, you know, just maybe an inch in the ball area. But
his balls have gotten a little bigger.
I think that, you know, I don't think he's ready for all that.
But I don't think he's ready either, because if you notice, Daniel is still going around punching white people.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell Jenny. I'm not impressed by Daniel's street cred yet until he gets out in the streets and actually fights a couple of gang members. But going over to white suburbia and fighting a guy with
Tiger Woods Golf Club.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be – I don't know. I was slightly impressed that he did that. I was like, okay, about time you do something. But through this whole episode, I've been kind of not believing Daniel's street cred, you know, him calling Ryan, pick the phone, and him trying – I don't know. I mean, I do give a high five to him for the fact that, you know, he was kind of batting for Ryan, saying that we shouldn't kill him. It just doesn't seem right that he did risk his life.
Yeah.
To do that. And Javier was still on the fence also. But Carlos, that boy right there, has it in for him.
Oh, he's never liked him. Okay, did you realize in this episode they were like, why do you care about the orphan?
I'm telling you.
And they mentioned orphan a lot. And I said it in the beginning of the episode. It was like, why did Ryan turn on his dad? Because, yeah, Javier is Ryan's father.
That's what I've been thinking. That would be the drama right there.
Yeah. That's the only – because they focus. He's like, well, why do you care so much about the orphan? And, you know.
Which then, if that is true, okay, Amy, if that is true, doesn't that throw up a red flag on how quick Javier was willing to take out Ryan, his own son? And it's supposed to be all about familia?
I think he would take out his own kids.
No, I think he would.
Yeah.
I think he would, definitely. I mean, it's business. Let's see what else. I'm trying to think of anything else that really stuck to my head. I mean, I know that Tia went over to the house, which was pretty insane. You, of course, blame him for the bag location. I don't.
I think
you
didn't put it back right.
Let's see what else. We talked about the sheriff guy. That was pretty insane. I didn't think the guy was going to shoot himself. I thought Ryan was going to shoot him. You know, in the bathtub.
Yeah, really? You thought Ryan was going to do it?
I thought Ryan was going to do it. I think when they're fighting with the gun, because he was going to have to take him out, because, of course, the sheriff was going to take him out, and then all of a sudden he turns the gun on himself. I really thought Ryan was going to do it.
No.
You know? Because if you look at it, as soon as that happened and he's dead, then Javier and Theo, what do they say? They say that Ryan passed the test, take the green light off. So, I don't know. I don't know if Ryan was going to kill him.
No, Ryan was not going to kill him.
You know, I thought he was going to. But maybe by the looks of that, now the bigger picture, maybe he wasn't going to be able to and try and talk to him. What did you think about the Memphis assassin guy going over to the church, finding out that Olivia left with a gentleman in a wheelchair? Do you remember that part?
Yes. For a minute there, I was like, wait, who's Olivia? I don't care about that woman.
Dude, she witnessed everything, and now she's dead. Do you not remember that episode? That was
yes, I remember, but she's
Carlos
dead.
Did not want to. Carlos actually showed a sign of he had a heart.
He did not. No.
Yes,
he did not have no heart.
Oh my God.
If he had a heart, he would be like, okay, here's the money, here's the bus fare, go.
No, she was going to tell.
She wasn't going to tell. She would have took that money.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
I would have taken the money. I've been like, okay, give me my money.
No, I know you would have taken the money, but he couldn't take the chance. No, he felt bad that she had to die.
I was like, I didn't see anything. You just gave me that money, and I still didn't see anything.
Yeah, you would do that. You definitely would. I did have a question here. When Ryan tells the crew, the gang task force, that he has a plan, that he wants to go into and speak with Javier and talk about this whole blah, 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 blah. And did you see the captain's face? Did you happen to look at his face?
No, I don't pay attention to his face anymore because it's just he looks like, you know, sometimes he looks like he knows shit, and then to me, he doesn't know shit, so I don't look at his face anymore.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Mike. Me and the captain have broken up.
I can see that. Well,
so what did you see? What did you see in his face?
I think that he knows something.
Well, yeah, we've already said that.
No, but you're saying he knows something and then he doesn't know something. And then you stopped looking. So you're not sure about the captain.
No, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know.
I know you
don't. I think he knows already about Ryan.
You think that he knows that Ryan is involved in the Acosta family?
Yeah. Because, I mean, he can't be that stupid.
No, he can't. I hope he's not.
And how long has he been after this family? And they're just now finding out Ryan's involved?
You never know.
And weren't they after this family when Ryan was younger?
The what?
Wasn't Captain after this family when Ryan was younger?
I'm assuming that he probably was. So you think since Javier and Captain have been going at each other for years, that Captain has to know a little bit of the back history of the Costa family.
You would think.
Possibly. You would think that he would have a file on every person that's involved with the Acosta family.
Yeah. And you would think he would know more than what his daughter just found out.
That's true. I mean, knowing Captain, he would use. But what would happen if this whole season, Captain and Ryan were all together in on this the entire time?
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be kind of...
But I do... I kind of want to see Captain and Javier work together.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? That's not going to happen.
I know it's not going to happen, but, yeah, I kind of want to see it. Just like in when we watch The Following. You know, we want to see Ryan and Carol work together. And I want to see Javier.
Oh, you mean, like, work together on a case?
Yeah.
So how is Javier and Captain going to work on? They're going to take down opposing competition? Take down the Mexican cartel?
I don't know. I'm not a writer of gang related.
Thank God, because your shit would be like, and then Javier, and then we went to have coffee, and then they were like, what are they going to do now?
I'm never having coffee with Javier. I will never have Chinese with Javier.
That is true. What did you think? I think the last thing that got to me and I'm pretty sure gang-related fans were like, is when Jessica is so excited she kisses Ryan in front of dear old dad.
Oh, he knew it was coming.
But did you think Captain was going to, like, be high-fiving about that? He was very...
No, I think, I think he likes Ryan. I honestly think he likes Ryan. Because if he didn't like Ryan, why would he give him a new gun and stuff like that?
I think he really likes to make Ryan feel bad, though, too. He's like, if I could handpick anybody for my daughter, it'd be you. And he's like, oh, thanks, Captain. Which once again, Ryan's facial expressions, you would think be like, you know, a little tear. I'd be like, thanks. Captain, that means a lot to me coming from you. Now, he was just like, thanks. I'm like, dude, seriously, like, be a little bit more excited. He just gave you the high five that you can sleep with his daughter. It normally doesn't happen in law enforcement.
Oh, that's not going to happen when you have a daughter.
No, it is not. I'm not going to welcome anybody and be like, sure, stick it to my daughter. No way. Tail to the nose. Two episodes left. Only two episodes left.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. New shows will be coming up, but this one here, I'm just trying to figure out. Like, this one here, it's obvious it's setting something up. We finally get the bag. Two episodes left. Jessica knows. We see in the end commercial she's throwing the bag in some type of storage unit. So I don't know if she's putting it there. So nobody,
she protecting Ryan? Or
that's
she
what it kind of, that's what it kind of looked like. She opens the garage, storage unit, she throws the bag in there. But then she's pissed off at Ryan and says, I know the truth and blah, blah, blah. And you never see Ryan really confess or say anything to her.
She's going to turn dirty.
I mean, she loves him. And maybe he's going to say, I've been doing this the whole time, deep, deep, deep undercover. I'm taking out the Acosta family. I mean, you never know. Maybe Ryan has a bigger plan.
Maybe he is doing this deep undercover. Maybe we think he's working for that family. And then he's actually working for Captain, and he's been undercover this entire time.
Maybe Ryan's pissed off that Javier killed his mom and dad or something.
He'll switch when he finds out Javier's really his father.
Okay, now you're taking like Star Wars. You're going. You were good.
That was a good reference, Mike.
Oh, God. That's it. We're done. Are we done?
We're done.
Oh, my gosh. All right, people. It's good to have you back, Amy.
Whatever. You wish Jenny was here.
Well, she would be dropping F-bombs, and she doesn't tell weird stories like you do, so, you know.
Oh, whatever. Those aren't weird stories. Those are just my imagination.
Stories. People, if you're tuning in, you just caught the end of this show. It is the recap show for Gang Related that comes on Fox. Normally, Jenny's with us, but she's out of town. She'll be back next week. So it'll be us three, and then we'll talk the last final two episodes of Gang Related. What else? I did send a big shout-outs to GR Addicts. Follow him on Twitter, @GRAddicts. And also Scott Rosenbaum. You can follow him @SkeetRosenbaum on Twitter. We'll be back next week, next Monday, to talk in the next episode. And if you have any comments, questions, any thoughts about the show, gang-related episode, of course, that we're talking about because we know we're awesome. All you got to do is email us at MikeTheMovieGuy@gmail.com and let us know your thoughts on the show. You can leave comments as well on the bottom of the show here if you're on the web browser through your Facebook page and all that good stuff. If you want to find VRO, Variety Radio Online on social media, all you got to do is go to thevro.com. The VRO.com has everything there. Go there. Check that out. Past shows, all the shows that Amy and I have done, future shows, past shows, all that good stuff is all there. If you want to check out my blog, you can check me out at iwatchmike.com. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, @MikeTheMovieGuy. Amy is at AmyVRO.
Yes, AmyVRO.
There you go. Follow that. But once again, thevro.com. And also, you can subscribe on iTunes. That way you don't miss a show. You can write a review, do all your stuff on iTunes. Go to iTunes and search Variety Radio Online. Before that, I think we're done. I think we're done. I'm looking at all my notes here. I'm making sure I got everything out before we play this song. Now, this song is something, Amy, that you do. Is this something that you're bringing back, the Band of the Month?
Yes, I'm bringing it back. It started last month with Richie Nuz. He was our Artist of the Month. And then last month, I went to go see a local band here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, there's like old high school ties and stuff like that with the band.
Right.
So I was listening to the band, and I was like, wow, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, they are our Artist of the Month, cool. Band of the Month for August.
And the group is called Sinkin' Jacket, and the song is called Farther, and here they are. Of the month right there. It's called Farther from Sinkin' Jacket. That is the group. Make sure you go on iTunes and check them out. Amy, are you there?
I am here.
The song's rocking.
I know. I love it.
I had my headphones on. I, like, turned it up. I was, like, dancing around and everything else, but you didn't want to see my
so. Oh, you should definitely see them play live.
All right. Well, there it is. Sinkin' Jacket. That is the group right there. The VROs, the band of the month. That is it. Everybody, we'll be back next week. Everybody have a great week. Amy, you have a great week. Jenny Fly, I hope you got some in Puerto Rico. And that is it for us. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.